Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John chapter 6, verse 47 to 51. John 6, 47 to 51. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. My theme for reflection is Jesus, the bread of life, our eternal nourishment. Jesus, the bread of life, our eternal nourishment. In John 6, 47 to 51, Jesus declares himself the bread of life, a powerful statement that speaks not only to our physical hunger, but also to our deepest spiritual needs. As bread sustains physical life, so Jesus sustains eternal life. This declaration invites us to think beyond the ordinary, to see Jesus as the divine source of life that satisfies more than material desires. When Jesus says, "I am the bread of life," he is not just offering sustenance for the body, he is offering the very essence of eternal life. His statement reaches beyond the miraculous feeding of the 5,000 earlier in the chapter, calling his listeners to recognize that the physical bread they received was only a sign pointing to a greater reality, Jesus himself. C.S. Lewis speaks to this deeper yearning in Mere Christianity. Let me quote him. "If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world." Jesus, as the bread of life, meets that longing for another world, a hunger for something beyond the material. The crowds around Jesus, much like us today, were focused on physical needs, wanting more signs, more miracles to fill their immediate desires. But Jesus directs them and us to the deeper hunger within, the hunger for God that only he can satisfy. When Jesus compares himself to bread, he is not diminishing his divinity by using a common everyday symbol to reveal something extraordinary. Bread is a universal food, simple yet essential for life. By calling himself the bread of life, Jesus shows that just as bread is necessary for survival, he is essential for eternal life. In this way, he invites us to move beyond the physical and grasp the spiritual reality of who he is, the one sent from heaven to give life to the world. The people listening to Jesus struggled with this idea. They could not see past his familiar earthly origins. Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? And thus missed the profound spiritual truth he was offering. Like the Israelites in the wilderness who ate manna but still perished, they were seeking temporary solutions to their needs, failing to realize that Jesus was offering something far greater, the gift of eternal life. My dear friends, we often seek satisfaction in things that, like physical bread, provide only temporary relief. We work tirelessly to accumulate material wealth, success, and comfort, but these things cannot fulfill our deepest longings. Jesus calls us to shift our focus from what perishes to what endures, to himself the bread of life. We are challenged to ask ourselves, what bread are we pursuing in our lives? Are we focusing on temporary satisfactions, or are we seeking the eternal nourishment that only Jesus can provide? His invitation to believe in him is an invitation to experience life that is richer and deeper than anything this world can offer. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what are the ordinary things in your life that may be distracting you from seeing the extraordinary presence of Jesus? Number two, in what ways can you shift your focus from temporary solutions to the eternal nourishment that Jesus offers as the bread of life? Lord Jesus, you are the bread of life, the one who satisfies our deepest hunger. Help us to move beyond the material and the temporary, and to seek you as the true source of eternal life. Open our hearts to believe in you fully and to trust in your provision for both our physical and spiritual needs. May we always turn to you, our sustenance and strength, and live in the hope of the life you offer. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.